This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City officials estimate 7 million people will be squeezing into Times Square tonight to witness the ball drop at the New Year. Folks from all over the world already filing into Times Square, getting ready to bring it in.
I think it's something to do in a lifetime. Like it's a one-in-a-lifetime thing.
Nostalgic. I mean, it's been going on forever.
Temperatures expected to be about 40 degrees at midnight, which will make it a bit warmer than normal. President Trump is defending the weekend airstrikes on Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. As tensions rise in the Middle East, hundreds, if not thousands, of Iraqi protesters stormed the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad earlier today, and the president tweeted that Iran is orchestrating an attack on the embassy, adding, quote, "We expect Iraq to use its forces to protect the embassy." And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A Kansas police officer turning in his badge and his gun after admitting to making up a story about getting an anti-police message on his coffee cup. The Harrington police officer claiming that workers at a McDonald's wrote the word pig along with some harsher language on his cup recently. However, the police chief, Brian Hornaday, announced Monday that the incident was a complete hoax. The officer has since resigned. The McDonald's employees had nothing to do with it. The officer said he was initially intending the whole thing to just be a big joke. A new study finds that opioid overdose death rates are higher in communities when an automotive plant has closed, and not just by a little. Researchers report that rates were 85% higher after 5 years. The study's author says the data suggests that when economic opportunities collapse, it could have negative consequences for health. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
ICE is asking immigration courts to begin the process of deporting people who are enrolled in the DACA program. Cases reportedly have been reopened in at least three states, Arizona, Nevada, and Missouri. The program that began in 2012 protects from deportation young adults brought to the U.S. illegally as children, but the Supreme Court is still reviewing whether DACA is constitutional. A decision's expected by June. Public school students in Seattle have to get vaccinated by January 8th or they won't be allowed to return to school. The school district says around 2,000 students still need to update their immunization records. Letters have been sent out to parents and free clinics have been set up for help. If students are not up to date by the 8th, they'll be kept out of class and missed days will be counted as unexcused absences. and three more college bowl games in the books. Florida edged Virginia 36-28 to win the Orange Bowl, while Louisville dropped Mississippi State 38-28 in the Music City Bowl. Cal outlasted Illinois 35-20 at the Red Box Bowl. Today, Florida State faces Arizona State at the Sun Bowl, Utah meets Texas at the Alamo Bowl, and Navy takes on Kansas State at the Liberty Bowl. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's all part of the season as well. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal pundit and analyst as well, is with us. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, you know, a little calm after all the crazy storms. I mean, you know, the House is, boy, they got a bead on impeachment. There's no turning back at this point. They're full throttle. And, you know, Mitch McConnell says, well, you know, we're going to take our lead from the president. Well, you got to know the mainstream media's heads are exploding along with the leadership of the Dems. I mean, how dare they, you know, take their lead from the president of the United States when, you know, it should be, you know, separated, you know, from as far as the Senate and the executive branch.
Well, separated is the key word, because now we have a world where people on two coasts close to the Atlantic and the Pacific, people in the mainstream media and people in Washington, D.C., have separated themselves from the bulk of the American people. They've separated themselves on values. They've separated themselves on truths. And they've separated themselves by going against the most productive president ever in the history. And look, Nancy Pelosi took these actions to save her speakership because she felt threatened by the radical left-wing base of the Democrat Party, represented by the so-called squad. And by doing it, she locked herself in. You said they're on this impeachment basically trajectory, and they can't get off.
Right.
But what Pelosi has done is ensured that she won't be Speaker. We're going to have Speaker McCarthy, and the Republicans are going to take over the House, and it's going to be this monster landslide, partially because this world I described to you, the separate America that exists in the mainstream media in Hollywood, D.C., and on both coasts, it's as if they're walled off. You know, it's as if they live. We talk about the bubble, but it's like they're in that soundproofed room that Adam Schiff held his original hearings in,
right?
The safe room there, where and they just don't understand the American people. And the exact same separation existed in a country that has our same language, culture, and a good part of our history, in the United Kingdom, where they just went through an election that actually is earth-shaking in what it portends and what it had. And that's the re-election of Prime Minister Boris Johnson in this parliamentary system where, ironically, he didn't call for the election, but his opponent, the Liberal Labor Party, very much like the Democrats here, they called for the election thinking that they were going to take over. And the mainstream media said, Jeremy Corbyn is going to win. It's going to be a landslide.
Right.
And, you know, because he's offering all the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had the exact same policies as Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And not only did Jeremy Corbyn lose, a socialist anti-Semite, very much like what's happened to the Democrat Party. Not only did he lose, he was annihilated.
Exactly.
He was annihilated in such a way that the Labour Party suffered its worst position in Parliament in the United Kingdom since the 1930s.
Mm.
I mean, we have to go back to the 20th century before World War II to come up with how weak this Jeremy Corbyn has made this party. And, okay, you won't believe this if you haven't heard it, Bill, and your readers won't believe it. The left is so brain frozen from their hatred of Donald Trump. I think they just really don't know what they're doing.
No, they're lost. Yeah.
You won't. Two names that will sound terrifyingly familiar popped up right before the British people were going to vote. One of the names is Glenn Simpson. Remember Glenn Simpson?
Oh, yes.
The founder of Fusion GPS.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Christopher Steele. Now, we've heard that name a lot. And that, of course, is the author of the infamous dossier.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these guys popped up in the newspapers in Britain. And both of them were part of the left-wing Guardian's crusade to explain that, oh my gosh, some of the polls are showing Boris Johnson getting ahead. It's because Russia is interfering in the British election. And these guys actually, Glenn Simpson with a co-author, wrote a piece calling for a Mueller-like investigation in England.
Yes.
So these people, they're doing the exact same thing. What do? They deny the result. They try to fabricate some explanation, but they don't even have a new one. It's still Russia. It's just crazy. But in addition to that, the American left is avoiding the obvious and writing articles and stuff, especially the backers of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who are almost carbon copies of Jeremy Corbyn.
Exactly.
And and the same people in England, in the northern parts of the country, the people who you would call the Rust Belt, people, working people, who now have awakened and said, look, these elites, these globalist elites, the supporters of the EU, the supporters of multilateralism, which means denying nation states what's best for them, these people have been selling us out, selling working people out, and they raged, but it was silent. It wasn't reflected in the mainstream media because they have two separate countries in England, too. And so the people rose up, and there were places that had never voted for the Tory party, which is the conservative party.
Mm-hmm.
They never.
Right.
And all of a sudden did. Just very similar to the way the Brexit vote preceded the 2016 earthquake of Donald Trump's election. And so now we have this vote, and some of the things, I mean, honest to God, the Daily Beast has a writer. Here's what he wrote. He said, Jeremy Corbyn was a unique nincompoop. He was never suited to be a national leader of any major political party. Mm. Well, this guy, and saying, you know, he should have been a backbencher. He should have never won. This is a left-winger in the Daily Beast trying to say it was Jeremy Corbyn's fault, not his policy.
Exactly, right.
This guy was going to nationalize all the utility companies in the first 100 days. He had a whole laundry list.
What was he doing? Was he channeling his Hillary Clinton? What was going on?
Yeah, he was channeling his inner Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Live. Back with you, fresh independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, James Hurston continues with us as we're discussing the Brexit mandate. I mean, that was loud and clear, and I believe we're going to hear the same thing over Flyover America time and again coming up in 2020, where you will hear the concerted voices of America saying, can you hear me now?
Exactly, because the exact same dynamics are there, but it's so striking that the American left can rationalize, the American left can lie to themselves, and then they can fabricate. Mm-hmm. Just like I was saying before we went to the break, that the left, the American left went to England and are really actually claiming that the reason that Boris Johnson won this unprecedented, massive victory is because of the Russians. The Russians interfered.
Did they hire Hunter Biden to share that story with him or something or what?
Well, Hunter Biden wouldn't be capable of it. But you never know. I mean, Hunter Biden may be on the board of some company there, and making millions just like he did in the Ukraine. But I love what some of these, there's a kind of a far left winger who, her name is, she, by the way, all this stuff happens in this UK Guardian. It's just it's amazing. But she is a senior fellow. Her name is Kate Aronoff, senior fellow at Data for Progress. This is one of these left-wing think tanks. She says that the reason Boris Johnson won was only because of Brexit. Now, you can make the argument that that's true, you probably can't. Mm-hmm. But then she says, here's her words, quote, there's no clean analog to that in the U.S. No relation to Brexit in the U.S. None at all. I mean, Brexit is inextricably linked with Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Trump backed it. Trump worked with Nigel Farage. Mm-hmm. And the exact same dynamics, as I said,
yes,
the dynamics of international trade, the dynamics of the forgotten American worker are present in the Brexit debate.
And don't forget who championed the other side. Who was the former president that championed the other side?
Of course, Barack Obama.
Okay.
And virtually the entire Democrat Party has championed the whole globalist elite left-wing movement, which is proven itself a movement with these multilateral organizations that sells out the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the people, that's what populism, today's national populism is all about.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's local populism versus globalism. I mean, that's what it's come down to, right?
That's right. And so, the other thing, of course, is the backers of Elizabeth Warren and of Bernie Sanders are now fighting with Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg, they're saying now we're centrists. Bloomberg looks like a centrist compared to the rest of the Democratic field, but Biden doesn't.
Right.
He basically hitched his wagon to the whole panoply of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's New Green Deal and everything else.
But does Biden really know? Does Biden really know who he is, James?
Yeah, well, I think he knows about the blonde hair on his legs.
Yes.
When he was a lifeguard, and little kids jumping on his lap and sneaking up behind women and sniffing their hair. He knows about that, I think, but he doesn't know where he is because he's always saying, it's great to be with the people of Ohio when he's in Iowa.
He's going to be like that potato farmer chasing the potato truck around, trying to slow it down.
It's very clear, the top levels of the Democrat Party, they believe that Biden's their best chance to run against Trump, and they won't let go of Biden no matter how many gaffes circulate all over the social media constantly, even that one, you know. I mean, Biden's gaffes would sink anybody else that was running.
Right.
But because the establishment's behind him, that's why this is part of the impeachment obsession for the fake impeachment.
Yes.
Is because they're covering up.
Exactly. Well, they have to prop him. They have to prop him up because, you know, clearly Donald Trump was so concerned about Joe Biden that he had to call in. The Ukrainians to come in and take Biden out.
Well, yeah.
Please.
That's right. That's right. And ironically, the entire impeachment affair, you know, when Adam Schiff went public and we had these three diplomats that came forward, Taylor, Kent, and Vianovich, all three of them have their hands dirty in terms of their participation in the Ukrainian meddling in 2016 on behalf of the DNC and Hillary,
right,
or the cover-up of that. And George Soros NGOs are involved. I mean, this is a scandal that is, it's just so frightening.
Well, Anita Hill is linked with George Soros. I mean, come on. I mean, this whole situation. I mean, James, I got to believe they really don't want the Senate to drag this out. They want the Senate to make it real quick order if they can possibly, you know, just cast this thing aside. But the problem is Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler have made such a fiasco of this. They have screwed up the heads of half of America. I mean, James, this is a mess. I mean, how are we going to come together as a country when the mainstream media and the leadership of the Democratic Party has done everything they can to divide this country? We're 50-50 right now. How do you put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
I don't think you can for generations. I think that's what I said. There's two Americas, like John Edwards talked about, but it's right. different than what he was talking about. We really can't put it together. The Democrats have showed Americans who are paying attention, they've revealed their true face. It's
exactly.
not pretty.
Right.
They've revealed their evil intentions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsey Graham called him out, if you remember, during the Kavanaugh hearing, he picked no bones. He just said, look, it's all about power, and I hope you don't get it.
Exactly. And the same thing. This is all about covering up and also doing whatever damage they can. And they don't care about the American people, obviously, because it's a do-nothing Congress, but also they don't care about our fundamental principles. They don't care about our Constitution. They have debased a very serious and important power that Congress was given in limited government. They have debased impeachment. And they're so blatantly, shamelessly inconsistent. Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader in the Senate, spoke publicly and said it was unnecessary for the president to have due process rights or be able to call witnesses. He could come in and testify himself. Now this same Chuck Schumer wants witnesses in the Senate.
Yes.
And has written a letter to McConnell demanding he wants to call the witnesses that couldn't be called by Schiff because there wasn't time. And so, I'm half a mind to advise Mitch McConnell to give them the same treatment that they gave the Republicans.
Exactly. First, but the problem is, James, he's got to be careful on how he plays that. If it's in the same manner, harsh manner, as the Democrats, it could come back and snap on the Republicans a bit, and it could have an impact on some independents. The base is going to stay with it, but much of the base feels the same thing. Hey, do unto them as they've done to you. Why not? Well, to be continued, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal analyst as well, right here. And that's a wrap for us. James, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City officials estimate 7 million people will be squeezing into Times Square tonight to witness the ball drop at the New Year. Folks from all over the world already filing into Times Square, getting ready to bring it in.
I think it's something to do in a lifetime. Like it's a one-in-a-lifetime thing.
Nostalgic. I mean, it's been going on forever.
Temperatures expected to be about 40 degrees at midnight, which will make it a bit warmer than normal. President Trump is defending the weekend airstrikes on Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq as tensions rise in the Middle East. Hundreds, if not thousands, of Iraqi protesters stormed the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad earlier today, and the president tweeted that Iran is orchestrating an attack on the embassy, adding, quote, "We expect Iraq to use its forces to protect the embassy." And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got a special preview for you. Joel Rosenberg is about to release his next novel, The Persian Gamble. This will be released next week, and he's here to give us a little preview into it. So we're excited about that. The New York Times best-selling author, Joel Rosenberg, is with us. Joel, how you doing, buddy?
I am well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to be talking with you. The Persian Gamble. What can you share with us 1 week before the release?
Well, this was the most fun one to write, I got to tell you, Bill. It is fast moving. I never found it bogging down when I was writing it, and those who've had an advanced chance to read it have been very encouraging. Uh-huh. Here's the short version. What if Iran took the $150 billion that President Obama gave them for the Iran nuclear deal and secretly used that money to try to buy off-the-shelf, fully operational nuclear warheads from North Korea? Mm. Secretly, you know, under the table, without anybody knowing, while publicly Iran continued to claim to adhere to the Iran nuclear deal. Mm-hmm. That's the premise, that North Korea, which is starved for cash, but already has upwards of 60 fully operational nuclear warheads. What if they decided they needed cash desperately enough to sell these weapons, some of them, to Iran. And that's what the Persian Gimbal is all about.
And not that far from consideration. I mean, it is a potential option. I mean, after all, this was unmarked dollars, cash that was sent at dark and night by the Obama administration to the Iranian regime. Of course, everybody knew, including our mothers, Joel, that Iran was going to use this to continue to fund their terrorist activity. I mean, it was a goofy deal to begin with. And I know Donald Trump...
No, you're absolutely right. Look, think about the deal that was made. First of all, let's note that the Iranians didn't even have to literally sign it. They literally didn't even have to take a pen and sign that they were committing to it. That's the first thing that was crazy about it. Mm. Secondly, it doesn't require Iran to dismantle its nuclear industry, its enrichment of uranium technology. No, they just have to set it aside for 10 years, some of the provisions, and other provisions say 15 years.
Mm.
So 3 of those years have already gone by, Bill. So we're ticking closer to the time they can go back full tilt. Now, the deal also didn't require Iran to stop funding terrorist organizations like Hezbollah, like Hamas, like the Houthis in Yemen. So it doesn't stop any of their terrorism. It doesn't deal at all with the agreement. Doesn't deal at all with Iran expanding the range of their intercontinental ballistic missiles. So what did it do? It just put a pause on the enrichment of uranium for between 10 and 15 years, 3 of which have already gone by. Meanwhile, North Korea made those similar types of deals, as you remember, with the Clinton administration and even with the Obama administration, and they got away scot-free. Now they have 60 nuclear warheads, we believe, and they have intercontinental ballistic missiles that can reach Los Angeles. So what North Korea doesn't have is cash, but they have ICBMs and nuclear warheads. Iran has plenty of cash, and they don't have ICBMs yet, and they don't have warheads. So
supply-demand.
Yeah, that's where Persian Gamble goes, and my main character, Marcus Riker, former Secret Service agent, finds himself in the wrong place, but maybe at the right time.
Mm-hmm. So he's able to pull back the shroud and see exactly the underbelly of the nefarious acts here. And as you lay out, Joel, I mean, this is one of those opportune situations where Korea meets Iran, where each need can satisfy the other. And, you know, they've got the cash. One has the cash. The other has the nuclear weaponry.
Yeah, it's a match made in hell, Bill.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And meanwhile,
this is why President Trump deserves a lot of credit. He is trying to persuade the North Koreans, look, your only way forward, you've got a country that's starving. Why don't you make peace with South Korea, give up all your nuclear weapons, we'll remove all the economic sanctions, and we'll help you feed your people and integrate into the global economy.
Mm.
That's what he has offered. Now, the North Koreans are clearly not ready to say yes to that. So Trump walked away. Now, many people in the press, certainly on the left, accused him of having a failed summit in Hanoi. But that's not failure. When you offer a good deal to the enemy, if they don't accept it, walk away and don't get drawn into a lousy deal like Obama did. Mm. So I give the president credit. North Korea is one of the most dangerous regimes on the planet, aside from Iran. And my fear is that these two rogue regimes unite in a marriage that would be, truly hellish.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, Joel, and as you're describing this, I am not sure people understand, even in the international community, the sense of urgency here. Because of the elements, as you lay out, Iran having their need, North Korea having its need, a match made in hell, as you say, I mean, there needs to be this sense of urgency to resolve this, but not a sense of desperation. And this is, as you said, what the Trump administration has done on behalf of we the people.
Exactly. And look, there are things that I have been critical about President Trump, about things he said, things he's done, but he deserves an enormous amount of credit because look what he's done. He scrapped the Iran nuclear deal. It was a, it was an insane deal for the reasons that we just mentioned and about 20 others. He is not making bad deals with North Korea just to, you know, to win a news cycle and get some big headlines and maybe a prize from the from, you know, people in Stockholm or, you know, whatever. He's got his eye on the ball on the threat, the nuclear threat from Iran, from North Korea. And he's got a good team around him. I got to say, Mike Pompeo,
exactly.
John Bolton. Mm-hmm. These guys are not pushovers. They get it. I know them personally, and I'm impressed with where they're headed. Now the risks are still very high, and the Persian Gamble is one of those novels that, you know, look, Pompeo is a reader of my novels, and so is the vice president, Mike Pence, and others. Three former CIA directors are readers of the novels.
It's always neat when you see them on the plane. When you see pictures of them, Joel, when you see pictures of them on a plane and they happen to have your book in their lap. You know,
I haven't seen pictures. I mean,
I've seen pictures. That is very cool.
They do read them.
Right. Yeah.
But imagine trying to not just hold a regular person's attention and entertain, you know, the average American citizen who picks up the Persian Gamble. But I have to entertain and intrigue people who have the highest clearances of, you know, they know they're read in on all the most terrifying intelligence. I've got to be able to hold their attention.
Exactly.
Something that's completely made up. So it's a challenge, I got to tell you.
Well, you got to be careful because, you know, Jerome Corsi connected the dots just looking at the landscape, you know, and this is what you've made a living on is looking at what's happening geopolitically. You connect some dots and then next thing you got Robert Mueller knocking at your door going, how did you know this?
Well, I'm writing fiction, and I'm not asking anybody for classified information.
Right.
I'm trying to entertain. I'm trying to get people to curse me at 6 o'clock in the morning on Twitter because they've been up all night reading.
They can't put the book down.
Chapter.
And that's the way it is. And this book, as you say, moves, very quickly. It's interesting to hear you say that it moves more rapidly. Your previous novels have moved at quite a pace as well. I just got your copy and looking forward to it. I had to take it back from my wife. My wife was all over it. Oh, Joel's latest book. Bring it back here.
With Pence, I have to bring him his and her copies because Karen steals the vice president's copy. So now I'm bringing them his and hers. So.
Yeah, there it is. Well, I may have to get on a his and hers distribution, but we'll talk about that later. Joel Rosenberg is with us, New York Times bestselling author. We're talking about his soon-to-be-released book, The Persian Gamble, right here. Stay with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is
uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up. Bill Martinez Live.
All reminded of the art of compromise that is often found in the middle, the portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that will produce the next wealth wave. Are you ready for that? Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit to see if that works for you and your family. Joel Rosenberg continues with us. He writes, my novels are about worst-case scenarios, terrible events that could happen in the near future. Though we pray they do not. My goal isn't to write what's in the headlines today, but what could be coming, God forbid, in a few years. What I loved about writing The Persian Gamble was tying the fate of three enemy powers, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, into one chilling scenario and putting my hero, Marcus Riker, in the vortex of the danger. As you're putting this together, Joel, is this just kind of writing itself? I mean, you know, because this is just on the heels of your earlier, the Kremlin conspiracy, which you and I were able to talk face-to-face in Nashville, what was it, a year ago?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, no sooner had you sat down, you go, Bill, this... You had breaking news as you were sitting down behind the microphone. It was incredible.
Well, I would love. I wish it did write itself. That would make it a lot easier. They do not write themselves.
Your family might appreciate that more. When I say that in writing themselves, is that as you start to pull the thread, it just in a sense reveals and continues to reveal the storyline. Not so much that
I'm trying. You know, I spent a lot of time with former and current people in the intelligence world. world, senior officials in government, not just here, but in Israel,
right.
in multiple Arab countries. I may be the only American political thriller writer who has met personally and spent hours and hours and hours with the leaders of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, and Israel as part of writing these thrillers. Mm-hmm. And because when you spend time with the leaders of these countries, you realize they are deeply concerned about the Iran threat.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt betrayed, honestly, by President Obama and Obama's team, who tilted away from Israel, away from the Sunni Arab alliances that were the mainstay of American traditional foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up giving $150 billion and a, you know, and a sweetheart deal to our worst enemy.
Right.
And for what? Did it dismantle Iran's nuclear industry? No. Mm-hmm. Did it prevent them from ever building not just one, but an entire arsenal of nuclear warheads? No. So when you sit with the leaders of Saudi Arabia and Egypt and the Gulf states and, of course, Israel, they're horrified. And mm-hmm. and but how fascinating to be able to talk to them for hours. An hour.
Wow.
And then sort of take that back to the drawing room, as it were, and start to, you know, weave in the things that I'm hearing and learning, not classified information, but
mm-hmm.
Things they're willing to say, and think, wow, let's extrapolate that out into a novel that could be interesting. And,
mm-hmm.
and I have really been blessed to get to spend time with people who can give me real insights into what might be coming over the horizon.
Yeah, in much the same way as President Trump has been meeting with Kim Jong-un, when you're face-to-face with somebody, you get to know them. You get to appreciate the nuance of their perspective and a deeper value. And you bring this out in your novels in a way that, you know, it adds, a reliable or a believable human element to the story.
Well, that's what I'm trying, you know, and it's interesting because a lot of these friendships began long before these people got into positions of this of power, of this high. For example, mm-hmm. you know, Mike Pence and I and Karen and my wife Lynn, we all met when he was in the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a significant player then, but he was a fan of my novels, it turned out. We had some mutual friends. We didn't know each other at the time, and he saw one of my novels on the coffee table at these people's house, and they said, "Oh, do you know Joel?" And they got talking, and they connected us, and we had lunch with them and began a friendship. Who knew?
Yes.
Man was going to become the second most powerful person on the planet, right?
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
The same thing with Mike Pompeo. He was in the House of Representatives, was on the Intelligence Committee. So good. Those are, you know, important roles. And one of his staff people reached out and said, "Hey, you know, Mike's been reading your books. If you ever, you know, have time for some coffee, stop up on the Hill and he'd love to chat with you."
Just
and
like that.
And a friendship.
Just like that. That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. So when you get to know people when they're not in the highest level,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can build a deeper basis for a friendship and begin talking about things that, you know, it doesn't seem that, you know, it's not classified and it's not that secretive, mm-hmm. but it gives you insights into these people. And then when they become the Director of Central Intelligence or the Secretary of State, and they're directly negotiating with North Korea, and they're working to build an anti-Iran coalition, you think, wow, you know, now things are getting interesting, right? And
mm-hmm.
you can begin to picture the type of people that you might make as a fictional character, or, you know, it's not that I'm basing a Secretary of State on Pompeo or a Vice President on Pence, but again, a lot of people who write political thrillers have never actually worked in politics.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can't write a good thriller.
Right.
But when you have worked in politics, you can pick up little nuances
mm-hmm.
that make the books feel even more realistic. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, exactly. And as you say, having the opportunity to meet with all these players face to face and to know them at that kind of level, you know, there's a lot that can be picked up just by even, you know, having a sense of body language interpretation, right?
Well, absolutely. Like, here's an example. So I don't remember if you and I talked about this last year. We may have. But, Bill, a few years ago, the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, read one of my novels. I didn't know him, and I'd never met him, and I didn't know his advisors. But one of his advisors read one of my books and then gave it to the king and said, "You have to read this." Mm-hmm. And the king said, "Why?" He said, "Because you're in it." So, "What are you talking about? It looks like a fiction. It's a novel."
Right.
He said, "I know, but you're a character in the book." And sure enough, in my novel, that was a series from a few years ago, The Third mm-hmm. Target, The First Hostage, and Without Warning, King Abdullah is a character in that trilogy, and ISIS is trying to assassinate him and overthrow his kingdom and fly the black flags of ISIS over Amman. Now, when the king read that one of the books, he could have gotten angry, right? ISIS is trying to kill him and everything.
Right.
And he could have banned me from his kingdom forever, literally.
Yes. Yeah, Kim Jong-un would have.
Yeah. Instead, he invited my wife and me to come and visit with him for 5 days.
Unbelievable.
Him and his military advisors and his generals, and it was a fascinating time to meet a Muslim moderate Arab monarch who's a friend of the United States fighting ISIS, peace treaty with Israel. He's a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, you know, I'm Jewish and an evangelical and a dual U.S. Israeli citizen. The King of Jordan doesn't have to invite me over, even if he does read my book. But that began a friendship. I consider it a friendship. I've seen him 5 different times, and he's now read the entire trilogy, and I'm hoping to get him a copy of this new book. But, you know, when you get to spend time with someone like that, and generals who advise him, and, you know, you can really ask a lot of interesting questions that become, let's say, fodder for future novels.
Exactly. I mean, how does that start? I mean, you go and you meet with him. I mean, it's like you never met him before. He's, "Hey, come on over." It's not like have a cup of coffee and you think, okay, I may have about, 15, 20 minutes with the guy. I mean, you're five days with him.
The first meeting we had with him was lunch at the palace in the main official formal palace.
Uh-huh.
And the king said, "You know, Joel, I was wondering where it would be fun to have my first meeting with you." And then I thought, well, you did destroy my palace, so I thought maybe you should come here and see how beautiful it really is. And we were like, well, it is very beautiful. You know, God forbid anything bad should happen to it. So he had a sense of humor.
Right.
And he said he bought copies of my books, and he gave them to his staff because he could see that, you know, even though the staff was fictional in the book, he could tell kind of who corresponds to whom. Mm. And he would give a copy to one of his advisors and say, "Here, this is you. You don't make it through the terrorist attack."
Yeah, right.
So he's got a great sense of humor.
That's good.
And yet he's fighting, you know, just like Netanyahu and President al-Sisi. These that are fighting radical Islamist terrorism, they see Iran as an enormous threat. I was with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. This is a man who, you know, is very controversial, but he invited me to come and sit with him and bring some of my evangelical Christian colleagues.
Oh, wow.
We spent 2 hours together talking about the Iran threat, talking about whether he's interested in making peace with Israel, talking about religious freedom, expanding religious freedom in Saudi Arabia, which, you know, isn't known for religious freedom. It's a just amazing season that we're in that the doors are opening to meet with, talk to engage in conversation with some of the most interesting and controversial leaders on the planet.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'll tell you, the Iran threat, the Persian gamble, the fear that Iran is going to build, buy, or steal nuclear weapons, this is an animating factor in why, the U.S. has got a much better relationship with the Arab countries and Israel.
Exactly.
Having one, too.
And why you're going to enjoy Joel's new book out next week, The Persian Gamble, Joel Rosenberg. Thank you, Joel, as always. God bless. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.